live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, voting is continuing right across Donegal today in the local and European elections, as well as a referendum on divorce. Investigations are ongoing in Derry following what has been described by police as orchestrated rioting in the city last evening. The National Treatment Purchase Fund has carried out an audit on how waiting lists are managed at 9 hospitals, including Letterkenny University Hospital. And local school children staged a protest earlier today in Letterkenny over climate action. Stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Fraser. But first in news, people across Donegal are voting today in the local and European elections, as well as a referendum on divorce. Polling stations will remain open until 10 o'clock tonight, with voting described as brisk in a number of areas. Turnout is between 25 and 30% in several polling stations across the county. Donal Kavanagh has more.
There are just over 132,000 registered voters in Donegal, with 261 polling stations across the county. Voters are choosing 37 people to sit on Donegal County Council, with 85 candidates contesting the election on this occasion. Votes are also being cast in the European elections, with 17 candidates contesting 4 seats in the Midlands Northwest constituency. Voters are also being given a third ballot paper, which asks whether or not they agree with amending the provisions of the Constitution relating to divorce. All of the votes cast today will be placed in the same box, with all the boxes being brought to the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny, where they'll be opened tomorrow and the votes sorted. The counting of local election ballot papers will take place on Sunday, with 7 local electoral area counts taking place at 5 count centres across the county. Polling has been brisk today across Donegal, with the usual upsurge in voter numbers expected later this evening.
The UK will have a new Prime Minister by the end of July. A tearful Theresa May confirmed she'd quit as Tory leader in a fortnight, but stay on as Prime Minister until a successor is chosen. Jeremy Corbyn says her replacement needs to call an immediate general election. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar paid tribute to Mrs. May.
Very sorry to hear of the resignation of Prime Minister May today. We'll certainly miss her and miss her team. We worked very closely on issues over the past 1.5 years, on Brexit, on the North, and I particularly want to pay tribute to her to agreeing to retain and strengthen the common travel area.
The National Treatment Purchase Fund has carried out an audit on how waiting lists are managed at 9 hospitals, including Letterkenny University Hospital. The report found procedures were partly in line with national protocols, but a number of issues were identified, which the hospital has pledged to address. Health Minister Simon Harris has noted the report. Eamon Torsney has more.
In July of last year, a random sample of 80 patient records was reviewed by the audit team at Letterkenny University Hospital, 40 on active waiting lists and 40 at the hospital for planned procedures. The report published today says the review provided limited assurance that the overall waiting list and planned procedure patient pathways are managed in part within national protocols. A number of recommendations are set out in relation to booking forms and record keeping, and the review team also says there needs to be more clarity in relation to the patient clinical priority on outpatient department referrals. The report also recommends that all patients who are added to the planned procedure list should have an indicative treatment date or approximate treatment timeframe clearly assigned on their booking form and entered into the hospital's records. In its response, the hospital has promised to ensure forms and procedures follow national protocols. There's a link to the report on our website, highlandradio.com.
Investigations are continuing in Derry following what has been described by police as orchestrated rioting in the city last evening. The violence broke out in the Moss Road area during a hoax security alert outside a primary school, which was being used as a polling station for the European elections. Petrol and paint bombs were thrown at police during the attack, the same area where a similar alert happened earlier this month. Police believe they were lured to the area. A 12-year-old boy and 2 17-year-old youths were subsequently arrested and remain in custody at this time, assisting with inquiries. Gardaí are out in force today to crack down on speeding motorists as part of the National Slow Down Day initiative. There have been 58 road fatalities so far this year, an increase of 2 on last year. From January to April, there was also a 46% increase in the number of speeding detections. Inspector Michael Harrison says the aim of today is to encourage motorists to think about the consequences of speeding.
As I speak, the speeding detections nationally this year are up 46%. Which is a massive increase from last year. This is not the point of today. The point of today is to just to get into the driver's mind the reason for excessive speed and the consequences of what can happen if you do drive too fast. Your reaction times will be slower. You won't have the same stopping distance. And the purpose of Operation Slowdown is to reduce the number of speed-related collisions throughout the country. Really and truly, all we want to do is everybody just to think about their speed today, think about the consequences of what can happen, and to slow down. You will eventually get to your destination.
And what have speed detections been like here in the county, Inspector, since the beginning of the year?
Since the start of the year, the speeding detections here in the country, they're running at over 50% higher than last year. All the lifesaver offence detections have been running higher. We have received an increase in road traffic personnel, and the consequences of it have been shown in the number of people who have been detected speeding. But that's not, again, as I have to reiterate, the reason for Operation Slowdown, we will be out there, we will be doing checkpoints, but the main reason for it is to get people to think about their speed.
Nationally, 130 motorists have been caught speeding today as part of the National Slowdown Day. Speed checks are in operation across the country until tomorrow morning, with more than 33,000 vehicles already checked by Gardaí. So far, the worst offenders have been caught in Dublin, Laois and Clare. Local school children staged a protest earlier today in Letterkenny over climate action. Thousands of pupils across the country marched in cities, towns and outside schools. The protest locally got underway at the Market Square in Letterkenny earlier. Speaking ahead of today's event, organiser of Donegal School's climate strike, Conal O'Boyle, says after declaring a climate emergency, the government must be held to its word.
Recently, the government announced and declared that we had a climate and biodiversity emergency. But since then, nothing has been done about that, which is really important now that we hold them to the word and we make sure that they follow up on the declaration. It seems like it's just words on paper for now, but that's the job that we have to do.
Now, we do know that loads of protests have been planned nationwide. I suppose the biggest one in Dublin, the last one we saw 11,000 young people taking part in that. But very important that those local protests happen as well to get the word to government that this is very much a nationwide concern.
Oh, absolutely. And we have 5 deputies up here, who all represent in the Dáil Éireann in an equal way that all the deputies in Dublin do. So it's really important that everywhere all around the country, Cork to Donegal, Galway, right over to Dublin, as you say, that everyone and as many people as they can come out, support the cause and raise as much awareness as possible.
And are more protests planned for the near future, Conal?
Well, there's no protests planned after today, but of course all the focus has been on today, so maybe tomorrow in the next few days we might get word back from the European organisers about more strikes.
Parents and children will continue to suffer as they wait for approval to use medicinal cannabis. That's the view of activist Vera Toomey, whose daughter Ava was granted a special licence in 2017 to use CBD. New figures show 20 patients have been treated with medicinal cannabis after their doctors applied for a special licence from the Health Minister. 43 applications have been made since late 2016. Vera Toomey says people cannot wait for an unknown period of time for access to the treatment.
In the meantime, while we wait for them to come to that realisation themselves, we can't be treated like criminals and be expected to buy medication off the black market and wait for unknown periods of time for medical cannabis to be prescribed while our children and adults continue to suffer without access to it.
There were 31 people awaiting admission to Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, according to the latest Trolley Watch report. 11 people were on trolleys in the hospital's emergency department, while a further 20 were waiting on wards. The number is up 4 on yesterday's figure of 27. Cork University Hospital was the most overcrowded, with 59 people waiting there. Nationally, there were 385 people waiting at hospitals across the country today. Donegal County Council has announced funding opportunities for culture, creative and local legacy initiatives. Groups are being invited to apply to the local authority for funding under two schemes, with the money being made available through the Creative Ireland programme. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The Donegal Culture and Creativity Grant Scheme 2019 is offering 12 grants of €1,500 each to projects that encourage cooperation and collaboration between communities and heritage specialists to preserve, promote or address an aspect of the material or non-material culture in an original or creative way. Under the Local Legacies 1919-2019 grant scheme, a total of €10,000 is available, with grants of up to €1,000 considered per application for projects that meet the set criteria. Projects funded under this scheme will address an aspect of the history of the remaining decade of centenaries, 1918 to 1923, in a creative way and will encourage the exploration and understanding of this historical period. The closing date for applications is Friday the 7th of June at 12 noon.
An Irish man has died while climbing Mount Everest. It comes just a week after another Irish man went missing on the world's highest mountain. Brendan O'Loughlin reports.
The 360 Expeditions Group says Kevin Hines from Galway passed away this morning. It's described the 56-year-old as one of the strongest and most experienced climbers on its team. After reaching Camp 3 on Wednesday, Kevin was accompanied back down the mountain while the team's summit climbers headed higher. He died in his tent at 7,000 metres in the early hours of this morning. He'd been living in the UK, but the Department of Foreign Affairs here says it's ready to help if asked. Kevin's death comes just a week after Irish professor Seamus Lawless went missing on Everest. The 39-year-old from Bray in County Wicklow fell while returning from the peak of the world's highest mountain. Searches for the Trinity College worker have been continuing on and off all week.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Liverpool jersey.
It's 14 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with soccer this evening, and Finn Harps and Derry City will meet twice in 4 days, with the first of two games at the Brandywell taking place this evening. They go for Premier Division points tonight, and then on Monday they'll meet in the League Cup. Tonight's game, of course, is live from 7:40pm with Dermot Doherty and Gavin Cullen, as they will bring us full live match commentary right here on Highland Radio. Former Harps captain Declan Boyle says their respective form will make for an interesting game.
I mean, Harps' current form has been very good. They've picked up points on the road. Obviously lost against Shamrock Rovers on Monday night, but their performance has been very, very good, and they've picked up points on their level now, obviously, with UCD, and it's been 10 points. You compare that to Derry. Derry has a brilliant start, played really well at home and had been good performances, but the results in the last while haven't been positive, where they haven't picked up a one out of five. So they'll be obviously out to address that. And an interesting game, and I'm really looking forward to it.
The Brandywell has always been a tough place to go for Harps.
Yeah, and it has always been difficult. Derry are always very difficult to beat, and they play well at home, and obviously with them training as well on the pitch, on the Astor, it gives a wee bit of an edge as well over the visitors coming to you. So their performances probably have been good, but they haven't got the results, and they'll be looking obviously to return that. And Declan Devine would, you know, on his part, to be sure they pick up 3 points, and obviously a big one for them, and obviously Ollie and his coaching staff will be looking for 3 points and keep that, you know, maybe start on the run again and get that confidence going. I mean, within the last five games, Harps have been performing very, very well. Obviously, it's been difficult sometimes playing Friday, Monday and Friday, so obviously I think his best player on the pitch, Harps will be more than a match for Derry.
Harps will also be keen to know how fellow regulation battlers UCD do tonight there at the RSC playing Waterford. Elsewhere, the Premier Division title race continues. Champions and leaders Dundalk host St Patrick's Athletic at Oriel Park. Shamrock Rovers, who only trail at the top on goal difference, play Cork City at Tallaght Stadium from 8, while the other game sees Bohemians against Sligo Rovers at Dalymount Park. This weekend sees the Buncrana Credit Union Cup final taking place at McGinn Park. That's tomorrow at 5 p.m. Greencastle looking to do the quadruple this season as they take on Cock Hill Youths. There's also final action in the Donegal Junior League, the Brian McCormick Sports Cup final on Sunday at 2 p.m. at Ballyar. Milford United taking on KG Rovers. In Scotland, Celtic interim boss Neil Lennon has warned his players not to get sucked in by the treble-treble hype ahead of Saturday's Scottish Cup final against Hearts. The Parkhead club stand on the brink of completing a third domestic clean sweep in a row. Lennon says he'll be making sure that his team don't take their eye off the ball.
You know, they've done this before and they know what it takes to win the game. So it doesn't need any extra motivation or any semblance of what's at the end of it. I mean, everyone's talking about it anyway.
Mark Travers has been ruled out of the Republic of Ireland's Euro 2020 qualifiers with Denmark and Gibraltar. The Bournemouth goalkeeper sustained a displaced fracture of his thumb during the training camp on the Algarve. Travers has been released in order to let the injury heal, while Mick McCarthy is yet to name a replacement. Bayern Munich CEO Karl-Heinz Rummenigge has confirmed the club's interest in Manchester City forward Leroy Sané. The Germany legend says no talks have taken place between the clubs, but they will make an effort to sign the 23-year-old this summer. In Gaelic games, the two remaining Ulster Championship quarter-finals will be played this weekend, with Fermanagh hosting Donegal at Brewster Park on Sunday, while on Saturday Tyrone play Antrim at the Athletic Grounds. The winners will meet in the semi-final on Saturday the 8th of June in Breffni Park. Ahead of the Donegal-Fermanagh clash in Enniskillen, who's in the better place? Here's Martin McHugh.
That's very hard to know. I still think that Donegal have the better players, but the better squad of players. Oisín, you'd feel that way. But Fermanagh will be up for the underdogs, and we saw between last weekend with Cavan, particularly Cavan and Mullen. You know, the underdogs up for a match can make all the difference, and we know the pitch is, what is it, 145-83. You were just saying there beforehand, and that's a tight pitch, so it doesn't suit.
But that's
the
Fermanagh's system.
Well, they have to say it will, because they don't have maybe the quality player that Donegal would have up front in the full forward lane, particularly, and they will try to tighten it down and put it, make it into a battle. So it's always easier when you're a manager involved, or players you're involved, to put into a battle when the pitch is that tight. Free taking will be very, very important. Joe McCullough's job in refereeing will be very, very important. Look, we're not expecting a spectacle here, Oisín, and we know how Ulster football is. It'll be a war more than anything else, yeah. And that's the way it is. And all you want to do from a Donegal point of view is come out with a couple of points victory. A point victory will do fine.
And you can hear more previews for that game in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. And of course, the Donegal Fermanagh game will be live here on Highland Radio this Sunday from 2 p.m. with Páirc Hilfrey and Brent Kilcoyne. The curtain raiser this Sunday at Brewster Park to that senior game will be the under-20 regional league game between Tyrone and Donegal. That one gets underway at 12 noon. The Ireland badminton team were beaten in their Sudirman Cup Group 3 final today by Sri Lanka in Nanning. It finished 3-2, and Donegal players Sam McGee, Chloe McGee and Rachel Darragh all played their part in both today's final and in the games leading up to it. Today saw Sam and Chloe win the mixed doubles game, but there was disappointment in the men's doubles when Sam and Nat Nguyen lost 2-1. And then in the final match of the final, Rachel Darragh and Chloe McGee were beaten 2-1 in the women's doubles. In rugby, Johnny Sexton's been recalled to the Leinster team for tomorrow's Guinness Pro 14 final against Glasgow at Celtic Park. The World Player of the Year was rested for the defending champions' win against Munster in the semi-finals, but is back in the starting 15 with Ross Byrne dropping to the bench. In golf, Paul Dunne's in a tie for third as the Maiden Denmark approaches its halfway point. The Greystones man is currently 5 under par and 3 off the lead of Matthias Schwab. Michael Hoey has dropped back to 1 under following a round of 73, while Gavin Moynihan is 2 over. In cricket, in the Irish Senior Cup tomorrow, Northwest sides in action, 3 of those at home while 4 are away. The home sides are Brady, who are taking on Lisburn, Coleraine are at home against CSNI, and Glendermot host Rush. Away then are Dunamana when they travel to North Down. Brigade make the trip to Pembroke, Eglinton face Phoenix, and Ballyspannel are away to the Hills. The Cavan Rally is taking place this coming Sunday, and the top seed there is Donegal man Declan Boyle with Gary Jennings and Joseph McGonigal all seated in the top 10 as well. And Paddy Robinson is on board with Desi Henry. And in, seated in the top 20 there are Declan Gallagher and Stuart Darcy, Donegal drivers as well. And finally, this Friday evening in boxing, Donegal will have three boxers in action over the weekend at the quarterfinal stages of the National Championships for 14, 15 and 16-year-olds in Dublin. Rafoe's Liam Crawford will face David O'Hara of Belfast at 57 kgs. Dean Doherty of Cairn Donna comes up against John Fay of Dublin at 63 kg. And Letterkenny's new kid on the block, Harry Good, will lock horns with Dubliner Lennon Mead. And that is at 75 kg. That's all your sports news here this evening on Highland Radio. Now it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. For weather night, cloudy this evening with a few showers developing, highest temperatures of 13 to 17 degrees and mostly light breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, people throughout Donegal are voting today in the local and European elections as well as a referendum on divorce. Polling stations will remain open until 10 o'clock tonight and turnout is currently between 25 and 30% in several polling stations across the county. Investigations are continuing in Derry following what has been described by police as orchestrated rioting in the city last evening. A 12-year-old boy and two 17-year-old youths were subsequently arrested and remain in custody at this time, assisting with inquiries. Gardaí are out in force today to crack down on speeding motorists as part of the National Slow Down Day initiative. 33,000 vehicles across the country have already been checked by Gardaí so far today. And the National Treatment Purchase Fund has carried out an audit and how waiting lists are managed at nine hospitals, including Letterkenny University Hospital. The report found procedures were partly in line with national protocols, but a number of issues were identified, which the hospital has pledged to address. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuked with Colin Fersher, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shaber Mahasa Colin Ferret and Chal on the Priest Guilty or Highland Radio. Hul Arastach Don Gaelic Shan Kain Chakta Dala Kursa Nua Oluna Olskala Erlina de Wunchery Aves Egmunu Gaeliga the Rini Fasta and Chakton Shaw. Sean Kedur Akaru a Lehij the Kursa Erfile Erlina. Dogar and Harastach Kain Goel Jontus the Yak Kids a Shard from Mili Euro Kadiha the Lar Onad Nigeliga on Olskal Mainuad. Concursa Aluna Erlina Amunu Nigeliga the Olamori Fasta Araktal Hartrevsha Triv Liana and Nach diploma amunu nigelaga avi arachtal egan laranad Hannafin. An cospor atalis in cursa nua na gome an alunch an diploma in munu nigelaga foil erlina. Galak na mailcha parch inge lersu gra yavidus an ejeg mail first to just sahan choi heart. Augusia de glorik co onanus posta don fobol LADT o hui. Athni tar co onanus posta o yas augusir fod na brathinia shahas na sheikh honde. Huel na slucha frigian kahart o karnug na scriv nyori. Go holla na kahra. Acharo Kayla, Lyra McKee, Sarah Canning, and Terashor Og Adun Wario in Nara in a he specialty. Hjol Bord, Ajahis Sugars Alan, Runanal, Kursa Alan, and Nua, and Gidor, Jalun Shoy Hart, Farbriu, and Jesh Nua, Aluna, Igofarch, La Primerica, August Udras Nigeltakta, Tan Kursa Ahorch, Sawal Nualiakta, August Digita, G Tech, Eg Gidor, Gaolus, Eg Udras Bunkai E. Tasha Fogria, Eg Forest Nigeriga, Gurglad Kids, a Fee, Bunskull, August Bresh, August She, Vila Puestia, Shard Mila Puestia, Gomalash. Parts that Chonskan of Scrive Lore, the Oskion Kera Vila Lore, Scriefer or Fodnachira. Agritar and Chonskadal, Scrive Lore, Igor, Lahonad, Ejahish, Erwon Nashunta, Alad Namunchari, Ingarta, Horka, and Dunanal, and a mask, Kumai, Leshan, Tasinid, and Melfurstia, Ohui, Taparch, Glaka, Ignis Mona, Kuiga, Mila, Daltas, Chonskadal, Scrive Lore, Okaru, Erbones, Suskulvian, Yavidus, She, Yavidus, Shacht, Scrive and Dalti, Lore, the Godhain, August Bean, Jeshaku, Kumai, Skelta, Oskulana, Ella, Ali, August a Flay August Ta comortus litterahe na an uritus fogrihe and sprictata at aigesh na an darna lai de mi ul ya vila agasini jeg to tell you allish egg sieve an uritus bunkai e. Shim mahods eligulier slan agus banacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 24th of May. The death has taken place of Alan Dunn, 31, Allen Park, Dunamana. Funeral from his home on Monday at 12 noon, followed by service in St James's Parish Church, Dunamana, at 12:30. Burial afterwards in Mount Castle Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations to Macmillan Nurses, care of Mrs Ruth Hay, funeral director. The death has occurred of Hazel Keyes, née Anderson, White Hill, St Johnson. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 20 to 11, going to St Bathan's Church, St Johnson, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of desired to Pieta House, Letterkenny, care of any family member, or Kelly Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Kitty Ferry, Brinolec, Gwydor. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal on Sunday morning at 10:30 to St. Colum Kills Church, Knockfada, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. House private from after the rosary until 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Maeve Byrne, Towney, Kilcar. Her remains are reposing at her home. Removal from there on Sunday morning at 10:30 for funeral mass in St. Carthas Church, Kilcar, at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Kilcar Cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Joe McGurr, Alt Upper, Castle Finn. Joe's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:20 for Mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Castle Finn. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Castle Finn. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. House strictly private, please, on the morning of the funeral at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Mary McFadden, née Brady, formerly of Drimnakilleu, Creasla. Her remains will go to Blessed John Dunscotus Church, Gorbals, on Monday evening at 6:15 to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Tuesday at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in Rother Glen Cemetery. And the death has taken place of Jim McCain, White Hill, Killigordon. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for service in Dunnockmore Presbyterian Church at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Gibson Funeral Directors.